one way to remember is by rebuilding, with Crit entrusting the care of crumbling buildings to the nonprofit behind the pilgrimage.
It's not Poston Community Alliance. It's not anybody that we work for. The building is our client.
Barbara Darden is a preservation architect from Aurora, Colorado. She's been restoring Poston piece by piece since 2009, turning that camp into a construction zone, this time along with Andrew Phillips, owner of a Durango, Colorado company called Natural Dwelling.
The same mud, the same walls, same exact material being reworked a second time around.
On this October Saturday, camp survivors and descendants are repairing a classroom wall, attorneys made from adobe clay and mud.
My first guess is they were able to find these little pockets of windblown clay in the foothills here. They used the few scant resources they had, made great brick, and their workmanship and their mix design and how they laid it and stacked it and built it is all top drawer.
For the restoration, new slabs were hauled out from a Phoenix brickyard to replace that broken wall. But the old material isn't going to waste. It's being blended into new mortar that'll fill in the cracks, much like one the U.S. Army gifted to internees over eight decades ago. Hard work also being done by Crit member Adrian Antone Jr. to restore vandalized structures.
I thought it was pretty disrespectful. And so, finally given my part to help out, especially build this little wall.
Darden dreamt of rebuilding a lot more.
We would love to restore everything.
But that comes with a big price tag defrayed by National Park Service grants to preserve interment sites like this one. Now the Trump administration is eradicating signs marking the camps and other so-called disparaging reminders of the country's history.
We do not anticipate any more grants. Being more realistic, we're looking at maybe four buildings here, and then the others, we'll just have to let them go and watch them fall into ruin.
Either way, Crit will keep working to protect this history one brick at a time. For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio reporting from Poston.